As we do this time every Wednesday night, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Monique Chatiers joins us tonight. What's going on, Monique?
Hey, Maddie.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Several things going on the blog. Justin uncovered a study, which I'm just looking at items that caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Justin uncovered a study by the Harvard Business School concerning the effect of pork barrel spending. And I'm trying to understand that. I don't think there is a difference between that and stimulus money on the economy and on the private sector as a whole. And their surprising conclusion is that it has a negative impact on the private sector.
Gee, really?
But it's good for government, so maybe that's all that matters.
And they want to do more to help the recovery, the so-called recovery.
Exactly.
Yes.
More, even though we're at 97% debt of GDP. I mean, I'm not sure where it ends. But and then Mark has a post about Smith Hill and how legislative grants are viewed both by leadership favorites who actually receive them and actually a member of the media, Scott McKay, and their view is that these are just little perks to be expected and not actually a product of what some of us might consider basically a corrupt process.
Well, you know, I have to go read that post because I'll tell you what, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about coming up in the next hour or so.
Awesome.
Is you know, Kenneth Carter's commentary that this is, you know, these grants are something that should be entitled to the leadership because of all the extra work they do.
Yeah, well, but that's great, but there's a process for you know, allocating money, so mm-hmm. Why is this $2 million? Why does it bypass that process?
Oh, Monique, it's just $2 million. We have a $7.8 billion budget. It's a drop in the bucket.
Oh, I see.
It's just taxpayer money.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Drives me nuts.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's see, lots going on.
Also, you can do, but I want to remind everybody of something. This is the Concerned Citizen.
Yes, Engaged Citizen.
Engaged Citizen, excuse me. I always get that wrong. What's wrong with me? The Engaged Citizen Post. People can actually email in op-ed pieces to AnchorRising.com. I would assume there's some sort of a screening process,
sure.
Right? To make sure that nobody's like, you know, dropping F-bombs
or
whatever.
Right.
And then you guys post up there and people can comment on that.
We sure do. And in fact, the most recent one was by Dave Talon, who was from the Republican Party
in Providence,
recruiting committee, telling us which races there are no challengers for and saying, please come out and run because otherwise they'll be running unopposed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll check that out.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Matt.
Thank you very much for your time. Monique Chatiers from AnchorRising.com. Check it out, the greatest political blog, I think, on the face of the earth.